Now, with that thought in mind, let's roll. Folks, we don't mean to confuse you, as it's our usual Friday, but with our flexibility on a Thursday, now in the 5 o'clock hour, we take a look to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
All right, he gave you Oregon State last week straight up to beat UCLA. Stanford on the cover. Turns out they beat the doggies outright. And this week we've got some dandies on the college slate. Online at Paramount Sports. Actually, that's on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Online, it's ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling checks in. Lee, how is life in South Florida?
Not bad. We might have to change that one day if Miami Beach is ever underwater.
Well, I tell you,
$1 million sandbar.
yeah, that's a good point. It might have to be about $57, but I was thinking of you today. I had to leave extra early, and I had the ice scraper out for the first time, and I was thinking probably not the case in Miami.
No, how cold is it?
It was like 32, 33.
Already?
But,
I saw Montana. Yeah. So I guess that storm is not going to hit the Midwest. It's going to be more in the West, huh?
I guess so. I mean, I'm not usually even out of bed till 8, so this was like at 7:30. So it was a little chilly. Now the sun's out, but geez.
Is this the coldest it's ever been this early?
Not really. Especially now that we're middle of October, early. The joke out here is you can go through all four seasons in one day. It could be chilly, then you have the air conditioning on, then it's raining like it's spring. It's insane out here.
All right.
Let's get to the Pac-12. Couple of teams who had a bye last week, one off a nice road win as Arizona State knocked off Cal. The other, Washington State, got waxed at home against Utah. You got Herm Edwards against Mike Leach. Cougs are actually the only team with no Pac-12 wins. Vegas says this is a pick 'em. What's Lee Sterling say?
I think that Washington State, I think you're going to have trouble as the season goes on. Now, when your defensive coordinator quits during the bye week, it's not a good sign. So, obviously, some tension there. I think Arizona State freshman quarterback Jaden Daniels is pretty much living up to the hype. 5 touchdowns, just 1 interception. He's run for over 175 yards this season, making pretty good decisions. I think their offensive line is and their front 7 are better than Washington State's, and home team 17-4 against the spread the last 21 in this series. I think the Cougs are in for a little downturn. I think it continues here. Give me Sparky here, 38-34.
All right. Heading to South Bend, the once end-of-season tradition, USC visits Notre Dame. A lot of highlights this week for some reason from the Bush push in 2005. Irish remain in the playoff hunt, that lone loss to a really good Georgia team. Southern Cal says Kedon Slovis, who replaced JT Daniels, is healthy. He's back. He starts at quarterback. Big number, Irish minus 11. Who we like in here?
Here's the deal about USC. I think that the backup quarterback magic might be running out here. Notre Dame's defense is faster than you think. USC's quarterback's thrown 9 interceptions on the year. They're going to face some really good cornerbacks here and defensive backs. Last year, USC, they really changed it up. They came with an up-tempo offense, which really surprised Notre Dame, but they still only scored 17 points in the game. And the host is 6-0, last 6 in this series. Give me Notre Dame. I think they pull away late and cover here, 34-20.
All right. The Irish, the Huskies, marched into Palo Alto last week as a 16-point favorite. I mentioned you like the Cardinal with the points. They went on a 75-yard touchdown march on their first drive of the game. They would not see the end zone again. They lose it 23-13, scored just a field goal in the second half. Arizona rode the hot hand. Khalil Tate, what a shootout past Colorado. Cats now the leaders in the Pac-12 South. However, the Dogs a 7-point road chalk. What say you?
It's down to 6.5 here. If Washington wins last week, they win by double digits, let's say 10, 14 points. I think this line's sitting at 10, 10.5, 11 points. So I think you're getting some value here with this line at 6.5 if you like Washington like I do. Arizona offenses face 5 trash defenses. Their defense, they rank number 119 in the country out of 130 teams, only 4 sacks on the season. Dogs just need to keep it on the ground, ground and pound, ground and pound, ground and pound. They keep it away from the Arizona offense. They'll be successful. They were humbled last week. They come back with a vengeance. Give me the Dogs here, 35-20.
All righty. Ground and pound. Talking the numbers with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports on Twitter, at Paramount Sports, online, ParamountSports.com. Here in the Willamette Valley, the Beavs bounced back from a gut-punch home loss to Stanford, and they lit up UCLA. They've got a legit offense, but the Bruins don't pack this Utah defense. They've been stellar in every game but USC, and that was at the Coliseum, and they just never win there. Beavs getting 13 in Corvallis. How do you see this one?
Well, the Beavs are improved. They won for the first time in L.A. How long has it been? It's been a long time.
Since they'd won down there?
Yeah.
I don't know the exact number. I know, but the thing that was cracking me up was when Utah hasn't won in L.A. since 1916.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that. I think it's been like 25, 30 years, something like that. So it was a big win for the program. But the Utes do their best work off a bye. During in-season buys, 19-9-1, I mean, last 29 when playing off a bye. And Luton's been great. I mean, if he's on a good team, people are talking about him as one of the top 10, 15 quarterbacks in the country, 14 touchdowns, no interceptions. But this Utah defense, they get interceptions. They have 7 on the year. They're going to put pressure on him like he hasn't seen this year. And I think that's the problem. They're going to force him into a couple interceptions here. And I think that they're going to shut down the running game for the most part and get some easy fields, and that's the difference. I think Utah, right side here, 40-24.
All righty. And the last game we're going to break down here in Eugene, the Ducks with another grinder of a victory, riding a 4th outstanding defensive effort in a row, beat Cal, allowed just 7 points, none in the second half. The back-and-forth loss in Boulder, as we mentioned earlier, to Arizona. They've allowed at least 30 points in every game, but never more than 35. But with that offense getting 20 on the road at Autzen, interesting number. How do you see this one playing out?
You didn't think that it was going to come this high, did you?
No. Somebody asked me. I said maybe 11?
Yeah. I thought 13.5. So I'm pretty right on. This was the one game that I was off the most this week. Pac-12 Dogs, 11-4-1 against the spread this year, and off another round of shockers last week. Underdogs are coming, and the Oregon defense is the reason they're winning. But this is the first passing team they face this season. Steven Montez can really sling it. I like Colorado, especially if they get their star receiver, Chenault, back. This is a guy that's a difference maker. I think the line's off. I have Oregon winning this game here, 35-24. I'll take the 20-21 points. I think this line is too elevated.
Yeah, it just seems enormous. You know, we've reached that time where, Lee and I have broken down a bunch of games. We always like to add in the personal angle, be it the Ducks, Beavs, Pac-12. And like I always say, it's entertaining.
And the Ducks just don't take too many shots downfield on offense.
No, believe me, we've heard about it ad nauseum about you've got an NFL quarterback,
right?
Why aren't you throwing it deep? Who knows, they got 3 receivers back last week, maybe they feel a little more comfortable, but yeah. Hey, Mark, you know Cristobal from his days in the SEC.
Yeah.
He wants to be a more power-oriented, muscle-up,
right,
control the tempo.
But, you know, when he was in Miami, when he was at FIU, He took some shots at certain times, a lot of crossing routes, but he had T.Y. Hilton. People forget that.
Ooh, good one. I would not have known that. Good tidbit. I need to have you on the show once a week. Paramount Sports, you know, while we have a ball, you guys are highly regarded and successful because come game day, you find the matchup edges for your clients. Interesting game of the week in the Mountain West. Number 15, Boise State hosting Hawaii. The Bows beat two Pac-12 teams. Their only loss in this conference was at Seattle to the Huskies. Let folks know how to get this and all your service has to offer.
Well, big, big game here in the Mountain West Conference. Two top-tier teams. Boise's always good. Hawaii, last couple of years have come on. So you want to get this game for free, just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers going to get Boise, Hawaii on me. Big, big game. And how about this? It's not October here at Paramount Sports. It's Locktober. You can get 3 weeks of games from now through the end of the month. Use coupon code SAVE100, just $297 as we continue to stay on this roll.
All right. Great stuff as always, Lee. Appreciate your time. Have a terrific weekend, and we'll catch up for real on Friday.
Yeah, we'll both be at games. You'll be at the Ducks game, and I'll be at the Hurricanes game tomorrow night.
All right. Good luck with all that.
You're going to the game, right?
Oh yeah, always. I've missed one game with food poisoning since 1995.
Okay. Yeah. I told my wife when I take you to a Canes game, it's like counts as two dates.
Nice. And she fell for that?
She laughs. She's heard my jokes before.
Yeah, I get those same laughs, Lee.
I know.
Have a good one, buddy. Take it easy.